Good afternoon. It's 5:04. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A former scientist for the Colorado Bureau of Investigation tampered with lab results. That's according to an internal affairs investigation that found more than 650 cases where DNA results had been manipulated. The scientist omitted facts from criminal justice records, tampered with DNA results, and violated CBI's code of conduct. It'll cost CBI $7.5 million to retest the more than 1,000 cases the scientist handled. Today's International Women's Day, which celebrates the social, economic, cultural, and political achievements of women. And one Denver doctor was honored today for her work in making childbirth safer. As a young girl growing up in rural Ethiopia, Dr. Migs Muldrow helped out at a village health clinic.
It's hard for people to understand, but I lived pretty much in Ethiopia till I was 13. So the people there raised me up. They gave me all the love in their hearts and took me in at every moment in my life, and I miss them.
Dr. Muldrow founded the Village Health Partnership in Ethiopia. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Denver on Tuesday. It's part of a four-state visit following the State of the Union, and it's her fourth visit to Colorado. She's expected to discuss economic issues. Library workers in Jefferson County voted to unionize yesterday. Workers say they are fighting for better wages and workplace safety. The group is the first to unionize under a 2022 collective bargaining law in Colorado. It allowed county workers the same rights as state employees. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC and CPR News.